And the next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Michelle Gardner. The Hoosiers enter the Big Ten tournament as the number 10 seed and will take on 7th-seeded Michigan State in a first-round game on Thursday at approximately 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could help us out with an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Okay, good morning. Thanks for having me. First of all, it's obviously a great honor to play in the Big Ten, and we are just excited to make the Big Ten tournament again. And obviously we've had some ups and downs during the season, but, you know, I feel very confident going into this Big Ten tournament. I think it's kind of ironic that we're going to play Michigan State again, having just finished out the regular season with them at home this past weekend, but looking forward to playing them again on Thursday and just excited about getting to Ann Arbor and playing in front of that crowd.
Thanks, Coach. Well, let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Joe Christensen with Star Tribune.
Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, with obviously Michigan's had the big run, and now Minnesota's having kind of a special season here. What do you think that does for the conference, you know, to get, you know, kind of multiple teams up in those national rankings?
Well, I think it's awesome for the conference. I think, you know, obviously the past couple of years we've had quite a few teams that have made postseason, and with Michigan and Minnesota both doing so well in the conference and having somebody else at the top, it definitely shows the competitiveness in the conference and just the rise in the strength of the teams in our conference overall, which obviously I think helps us nationally as the Big Ten Conference.
Thank you.
As a reminder to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the lines of Carol Bruggeman with Big Ten Network.
Good morning. Congratulations. Looking forward
Thanks,
to seeing
Phoebe.
You. And your, maybe in the last, when you think about the last 10, 15 games here of your season as you're heading into the postseason, you know, who's one or two players that have really stood out for you and people you're going to be relying on here to make a run in the Big Ten tournament?
Well, obviously, Karamia has been a huge, I think, contributor for us and just an overall team leader. And just in, you know, team leadership and some numbers that she's put up, she's obviously hitting the 3 or 4 spot for us all year long and done some really good things. I think Rachel O'Malley, moving her from third base to shortstop, has absolutely solidified our infield. And so defensively, you know, she's really put together some good numbers for us and I think just makes us very strong on the infield. But I think, you know, we're looking at, I've had some really good performances from some young kids, Gabby Jenkins, Katie Lacefield playing third base. So just a strong group of young players combined with some upperclassmen, Rachel O'Malley, Taylor Uden, giving me some leadership on the field because I'm young behind the plate, which, you know, I'm young on the mound, I'm young behind the plate, which are two spots to, it's kind of tough to be young at. Although, you know, I do have a couple strong pitchers. It's, you know, I feel like those upperclassmen are leading us, and you know, Karamia is just a strong presence all the way around.
Coach Gardner, thanks for joining us today. Good luck at the tournament this week.
Thank you.